All righty, welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Menards Film Room. He's Pete Bursich, former coach and player for the Minnesota Vikings, current analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. Pete and I will be calling this evening's game on the fan between the Vikings and the New York Giants.
They want to win this division, and to do that, you got to go through New York and you got to go through Green Bay. So if it all bodes well, we win out, then we might get ourselves a home playoff game.
The New York Giants reportedly have some exotic blitz packages. They delivered some of them against Cam Newton last week. Let's take a look via the Menards film room.
One of the things about the history of the zone blitz, Paul, is it allows you to overload a side without having to play man-to-man. So you can send more on one side of the formation than they have numbers to block. One thing for all quarterbacks, young and old, whenever you see a safety on top of a nickel defender, that is a sign right there that a blitz is coming. And as you can see, as the play develops, you're getting that look. You're getting that the nickel to come in, and you're getting the safety over here to replace him in coverage. One thing that is interesting here, though, is that you have a two-deep look when in reality that's not what you're getting, because you'll see this backside safety roll to the middle of the field. So that's what they're trying to confuse Cam Newton. And one of the things that Teddy has done a really, really good job of is knowing what he's getting and then be able to anticipate it. So when Cam Newton sees this, he thinks that he has this post wide open because this guy's playing a half, when in reality, the safety does a wonderful job of getting there and breaking it up. So a little bit underthrown. I think if he hits him in stride, then this might be a touchdown. But another reason why Carolina is as good as they are is that Cam Newton's able to adjust to it and adjust the protection. And then you have this back that comes all the way across the formation. We've seen our guys do it too. They keep a tight end in for protection on the left side, bring the back over. It gives Cam enough time to throw the ball deep. Along those same lines, now you're getting the same blitz. You're getting the same guy going, but you're not getting that look with the safety over the top.
By the way, this safety, Mankato's Craig Dahl, who also played at North Dakota State University. Carry on.
Right. You're getting the same kind of a blitz, but a different kind of a look out of it. This is actually covered too, because what you have is you have a soft corner down here. You have a safety that's in this half, and then he's going to roll to this half. Meanwhile, he's going to play in and out this over here on the inside, and you're going to see they do a nice job of covering the underneath route and then trying to get to the have him make him throw to the outside. So a nice job by the Giants to force a short throw in a situation where there's zone blitzing. Again, Cam Newton making the changes. Same kind of protection. They have this. They have more guys going than Carolina can pick up. The problem is he needs to be in here, and then you have two guys. Well, actually, it's the nickel that comes in here.
Yeah.
They're going to be two guys to block on one. So they kind of got the look they're looking for right there.
Nice pickup.
Exactly right. That's what Carolina is doing so well. It's another reason why Cam Newton is doing so well. So now you're going to get the man blitz. This is basically it should be a zero dog because you have only three defenders out here.
Yeah.
And then you have three receivers.
And you got Jason Pierre-Paul in coverage.
Exactly right. He's hanging out on the tight end. So they have a little
Craig Dahl on the blitz.
All the way in from the outside. And this is three consecutive blitzes. So these are three completely different kinds of concepts. And they have the free defender.
Yep.
It's just that he takes too long to get up there. He needs to be going on the snap of the football and getting himself to the edge.
That's safety Landon Collins with safety Craig Dahl. I mean, that feels like Rudolph or Wallace or somebody middle of the field for us.
Exactly right. So we'll flip it over. We'll talk about the Giants offensively. You're getting the wheel route. So you're getting the receiver out, and it's old school. This is something that you cover really in football 101, and for some reason there is a miscommunication between these two, but this is what you need to take advantage of.
Ooh.
You run the wheel route and boom, not hitting him in stride, but still turns into a touchdown. So on both ends of the spectrum with the Giants, you're going to get some complicated blitzes on defense. Eli Manning, he's a veteran. He's smart. He'll be able to see those things and pick them up. I think when we've played Eli, it's been Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
He's either been unbelievably on fire or just a absolute disaster. We got to make him a disaster, get about two or three interceptions, and just end their season for him right now.